ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With all the extreme heat already this summer, experts predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season that has federal disaster agencies preparing. FEMA says climate change is making it harder to predict the impacts of severe weather, but says efforts are underway to be ready to respond to things like hurricanes and tornadoes. Survivors of domestic abuse praising the Supreme Court's decision to uphold federal restrictions on the right to possess guns by those under domestic violence restraining orders. Among them, Kate Ranta, who was shot by her ex-husband in front of their son.
It was horrific. The family court system had let me down time and time again.
Ranta had petitioned the Supreme Court urging the justices to keep the ban in place. The president of the Teamsters Union is set to speak at next month's Republican National Convention, a sign Donald Trump is seeking to chip away at President Biden's support among blue-collar workers, especially in crucial Midwestern states. This is ABC News. The community of Corona, California, and his fellow firefighters celebrating a local battalion chief's final chemotherapy treatment. Brandon Wilson wrapped up his chemo after a six-month battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma. The 42-year-old husband and father knew it would be a day of celebration on Friday, but he didn't know just how big it would be.
Wilson, with his wife and two kids, greeted by more than 50 uniformed firefighters from across Southern California. Tearful hugs and congratulations on handwritten signs.
We did it because we love our brother. He's been with us for about 19 years, made a dramatic impact on all of us, and we wanted to be here and support his last day of chemo.
Fist bumps down the line as Wilson met with beaming faces.
It means the world.
The community's support behind him.
ABC's Whit Johnson. A bill signed into law this week makes Louisiana the only state to require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every classroom in public schools and colleges. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pere Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and the ball down. Great play. We lost the ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah, I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs, very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rainfall also likely, a low around 68. Showers and storms again for Saturday. Some heavy rainfall, a high near 83. Scattered storms Saturday night, a low of 62. Mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 80.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Oh, this is interesting. Wolf Blitzer apparently interrupted his broadcast today to point out that Truth Social, Donald Trump's stock, which was trading above $50 back at the end of May, is just collapsing in value. And now keep in mind, this is stock in a company that just does a few million dollars a year in losses. I mean, you know, it's a really tiny little company. It's just bizarre. This thing is just it's a scam. I mean, you know, it's another Trump grift, as I suppose we should all expect. It's what Trump does so well. So meanwhile, TV weather gets political. This is nuts. Chris Gloninger was an award-winning TV weatherman out on the East Coast, and he was offered a job in Des Moines, Iowa. And he took the job with KCCI, the CBS affiliate in that city, and as the chief meteorologist. And his bosses, his new bosses, were explicit. They said they wanted him to talk about climate change. So he went on the air, and he would start making the correlation between the extreme weather they were experiencing and global warming. And he started getting death threats and hate mail. And it got so intense. This is in Des Moines, Iowa, for God's sake. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's reasonably good-sized metropolis. It got so intense that he said, that's it. And he packed up and he left Iowa, moved to Massachusetts, where he got a gig as a TV, a TV weatherman there. This is apparently something that is a big deal in the TV, in the weather world, TV weather world. You've got a bunch of meteorologists. I'm guessing many of them on Sinclair stations, but I don't know. I don't have the specifics on that. But you've got many meteorologists across the country who simply refuse to talk about climate change. They'll simply describe the weather. And then you've got others that are talking about it right up front. The guy in Miami, Steve McLaughlin, broke from his usual script. This was after DeSantis signed the law saying that there will be no discussion of climate change in Florida legal circles, or Florida government circles, rather. And he condemned that. He said the entire world is looking at Florida to lead in climate change. And our government is saying that climate change is no longer a priority. Please keep in mind, the most powerful climate change solution is the one you already have in the palm of your hands, the right to vote. Holy cow. And then when somebody reached out to him, a reporter reached out to him for comments, he said, I'm sorry, my employer won't let me discuss the matter further. What do you want to bet? He's on a Fox station? I don't know. But it's getting weird. And this is because the fossil fuel industry owns the GOP. And so you've got Republicans denying climate change, and of course the cult followers get angry and violent whenever anybody defies their bizarre belief system, basically, their cult. The other story that I have for you this hour, it's a fascist alert. This is totally bizarre. Bob Kennedy has issued a bonkers press release about his not being allowed to be part of the debate. Now, he's only on the ballot in six states. He's not polling above 15%. Those were the two requirements. The two requirements were that you be on the ballot in enough states that you could actually become president, and that you poll above 15%. And he didn't hit either one of those thresholds. So he sends out a press release threatening CNN with legal action. He said this is a quote from his legal threat. He said, "This means CNN and every member of CNN who is participating in planning, executing, and holding this debate is at risk of prosecution, as happened to Michael Cohen for violating campaign finance laws. This risk is now acute, given that any further violation would be knowing and willful and thus could carry with it serious jail time. CNN and his staff are on clear notice." Really, Bob? This is the hill you're going to die on? I don't know. The word pathetic comes to mind, but I think it's even worse than that. So what's on your mind today? What's up with you? Steve in New Boston, Michigan. It's Anything Goes Friday. Steve, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling in about the governor of Louisiana who's signing into law that the Ten Commandments will not be posted in all these schools. This reminds me of a quotation that goes, quote, "Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by rulers as useful." You know, these hypocrites are using the Bible and religion to try to advance their own political futures. I'd like to direct you and your listeners to go to YouTube and pull up a man named Andy Petro, P-E-T-R-O. Watch his videos, and in those, you will see why these Christian hypocrites do not fear the wrath of God, because there's nothing to fear. As much as I hate to admit it, Ronald Reagan is right. Ronald Reagan Jr., he's not a fear of the hell or the devil or anything, because there isn't any.
Yeah. And, you know, we have to acknowledge that Christianity, Judaism, and Islam are basically variations on Bronze Age religions. But, you know, people find a lot of solace in them, and including me, by the way, I'll add.
What about the kids who go to school and they're not Christian? They belong to some other faith, and yet the Ten Commandments are there for them to see every day. What about that?
Yeah. No, we'll be back where we were. I mean, you know, I had a friend when I was in elementary school. His name was Tom Stedman, who was Jewish. And his dad was a dentist. They lived right behind us. And, you know, he expressed to me once, I think we were in third grade, you know, how the Christmas play, you know, just kind of devastated him. You know, there was no place for Hanukkah in our school, in our classroom. Now, this was 57, 58, something like that, you know. I totally get it. And it's not right. You know, what Landry did is not right. Steve, thanks for the call. Dennis in Selden, Long Island, New York. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom. I'm also calling about the Ten Commandments being posted. And, you know, if these things are going to be put up on the walls of grade schools, is there any kind of directive on how a teacher has to answer any questions? You know, if a six-year-old asks, you know, what about coveting my neighbor's wife? Just what does that mean? Besides adultery and, you know, coveting my neighbor's goods? That sounds like capitalism to me. You know, I mean, thou shalt not kill in high schools when there's military posters, recruiting posters all around. Is there any, you know, directive on how teachers are supposed to, you know, explain these things to students? Because all 10 of them are so, you know, it's amazing. Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, are teachers free to say whatever they want about these words? I mean, how do you tell a six-year-old what adultery means or about coveting my neighbor's wife? You mean, I'm not supposed to like her? I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? I don't understand how you're going to post these things without explanations.
Yeah, I totally get it, Dennis. You're Yeah, you're starting to repeat yourself. I totally get it. I've read the law, or at least I've read a piece of the law, and there is no reference at all to how teachers have to, you know, respond to these things. The one thing that I thought was kind of slick, and this goes back to the 50s when they first started this, is that they stipulated that no government money shall be used to print these posters. Which is kind of a fig leaf, you know. It's just a fake way of saying, well, it's, you know, taxpayers are not paying for these. Well, taxpayers are paying for the schools in which they're posted, you know. But there is no guidance to the teachers. And frankly, I agree with you. There should be. Dennis, thanks for the call. Scott in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. About 2 days ago, you challenged us, the audience, to come up with what we were going to do if the worst case scenario happens and Trump does look like he's going to take power. I think you did the same thing a week and a half ago. Same challenge a week and a half ago. Got me really thinking, and based on three things that I've actually learned from you about the Constitution. I think I have a scenario where we could handle it constitutionally. There would be no civil war. And I haven't heard this before. What it would depend on are the parts of the Constitution that say Congress has absolute power to determine its own membership. And the second would be the federal government has the responsibility of guaranteeing a Republican form of government in every state. And if it would mean that the Democrats primarily, there may be a few Republicans go along, would have to grab the Senate and as part of the rules-making process, grab both houses, actually, as part of the rules-making process, define a republic as one vote and one person, one vote, with absolutely no voter suppression. And then pass a law within Congress, right, or a rules committee law, saying that the members that come from states that are not republics can't vote. Simple as that. They're still part of the United States, but they just can't vote. And I think a lot of consequences would come from that. But there wouldn't be any military, because Mississippi is not going to take on California, New York, and Illinois. And the historians, I think, would say,
I would very much like to see the Supreme Court take on that provision.
Well, I would love to see the
guarantee of a Republican form of government. I think it's an important one, and I think it needs to be promoted. Scott, thanks for the call. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Anything Goes Friday here in the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now...
going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Globe. Someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to it.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10, and I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for your heart's health.
Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Once again, just go to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday here, taking your calls. Linda in Columbia, Missouri. Hey, Linda, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello. I had a question because Joy Reid had Lauren Windsor on earlier this week, and Lauren talked about she was at a conference or something where Roger Stone was the keynote speaker, and he said that he has the phone numbers of all the judges and that the cases against Trump were going just the way they planned it. And so, you know, here we are talking about pulling our hair out about all the cases, and, you know, we want to know who's behind it. Well, maybe we are finding out. What's your thoughts about that? And I'll take
there is a lot of speculation that Roger Stone was essentially, thank you, Linda. There's a lot of speculation that Roger Stone was essentially saying that he's got Aileen Cannon in his pocket. And, if so, that's a bad thing. It's a very bad thing, and there should be an investigation into it. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Roger in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I just wanted to go over two things in the past. One, in 2020, you were mentioning Romania and a dictator there who essentially said no abortions anywhere. And I looked up that year, and you were right about it. But one of the most important articles in that whole webpage was, what should America about this or know about it, and I failed to call your show in 2022 to remind you of what you were talking about then, and kind of late to say it. Also, what you just covered, politicians are making up all kinds of lies. I believe it was when he was Chief Justice.
Roger, your phone is breaking up really, really badly.
Yeah, I'm in a bad area. But a request.
Apparently. Roger, I'm sorry. I can't. You know, your phone is breaking up so badly. I can't make out what you're saying. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind today? I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, the Republican Party would really rather you didn't know.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Friday in just a moment. Stay with us. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? Television. If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With all the extreme heat already this summer, experts predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season that has federal disaster agencies preparing. FEMA says climate change is making it harder to predict the impacts of severe weather, but says efforts are underway to be ready to respond to things like hurricanes and tornadoes. Survivors of domestic abuse praising the Supreme Court's decision to uphold federal restrictions on the right to possess guns by those under domestic violence restraining orders. Among them, Kate Ranta, who was shot by her ex-husband in front of their son.
It was horrific. The family court system had let me down time and time again.
Ranta had petitioned the Supreme Court, urging the justices to keep the ban in place. The president of the Teamsters Union is set to speak at next month's Republican National Convention. A sign Donald Trump is seeking to chip away at President Biden's support among blue-collar workers, especially in crucial Midwestern states. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rainfall also likely. A low around 68. Showers and storms again for Saturday. Some heavy rainfall. A high near 83. Scattered storms Saturday night. A low of 62. Mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 80. Right now, 71 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
you're going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging and drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at heartlandreport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman program. Picking up your calls, Ramon in Loveville, Maryland. Hey, Ramon, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I have a comment about the Louisiana wanting to post the commandments in every classroom. And I say, yeah, let's follow the law, but teach the students how to follow the law to the letter and protest at the same time. In computer school, in their computer classes, let's post it in binary and hexadecimal. Let's say in history class, we post it in the language of the oldest Christian Bible, GEEZ, the Ethiopian Bible. In regular class, English class, let's post it with Roman numerals and regular script. You can do that in the hallway. None of them will be able to read it, but you can actually explain it to the kids that they're trying to pass a law that doesn't fit the Constitution. So we're going to follow the law as we're required. But we're going to post this in 2-point font on a ceiling in a gymnasium next to a very bright light. And it's still posted, but nobody can see it past that bright light on the ceiling. They can follow the law, but they can also teach the kids that what the Constitution is and how we need to defend it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ramon. The law specifically says that it has to be in a large enough font to be readable from anywhere in the class, and it has to be on a piece of poster board 14 by 10 inches, I believe, and that it has to occupy the majority of the space on that. In other words, it's got to be big. But I don't think that it says it has to be in English. I mean, you know, maybe they could be printed in, you know, French or Swahili or Japanese. I wouldn't object to that, I suppose.
From the Bible, how can they complain about the Ethiopian Bible? That's you can print that large, but it's written in GEEZ and it's
there you
language.
Go.
Well, I appreciate
there,
that.
There you go. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
I love it. Thank you, Ramon. Yeah, that's a good one. Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom? Listen, you know, I appreciate your problem with the Ten Commandments school, especially in light of the fact that there was a 12-year-old girl raped and murdered in Houston on Tuesday night or Monday night by two illegal aliens, and that the blood for that is on Joe Biden's hands. I mean, you're sitting there talking about the Black Panthers, you're reading us books and talking about, you know, changing English to Japanese so kids can't read it. And you're making all these complaints about Republicans and conservatives and Trump and everybody else, but you fail to even mention the fact that there are people coming into this country illegally and killing Americans, and it's Joe Biden's fault. Solely Joe Biden.
I get it, Billy. I get, you know, how upset you are about brown people coming into the country. I understand. I have sympathy for it. You know, your state, Texas, is now a majority-minority state, actually. And yeah, it's a tragedy that a couple of, quote, illegal aliens, you know, raped and killed a young girl. If that's true, I'm assuming it is. The fact of the matter is that the people who are here undocumented are far less likely to commit crimes. You can find that in any of the crime statistics, the FBI crime statistics, the state-by-state statistics. And it's for a very simple reason. You know, they want to work. They want to stay here, you know, and they're not, you know, yes, some criminals will come through, certainly. And that's, you know, we've got to do everything we can to stop that. But, you know, I hope those two people are prosecuted. It's, you know, but I get it, Billy. I get it. You're upset. Jaime in Houston. Hi. Hey, Jaime, what's on your mind today?
Okay. That's a call to follow. I hope you're feeling better, you know, after your COVID.
I am.
Incident. Okay, but my call is about Netanyahu and that video. I think was really disrespectful to the president and the Congress, and I think the Democrats should push back in a hard way I mean, much harder than just...
What video are you talking about here, honey?
The video that Netanyahu just put out in English about the president not sending ammo to help Israel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think the Democrats should just get together and say, nobody boycott the speech. Everybody show up. And then when he gets introduced, one Democrat should get up and walk out. You know, when he comes to the podium, one Democrat should get up and walk out. And one by one, they should just walk out. You know, just walk out one by one until they're all gone and leave Netanyahu with who he wants to speak to anyway.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, when Netanyahu came over here during the Obama presidency as an intentional slap to Obama, you know, Obama did not want him here, but the Republicans brought him in. And this is the same thing. You know, I don't think Joe Biden wants him here, but the Republicans are bringing him in. It's just a way of, you know, shoving it in Biden's face that he's very upset about the slaughter in Gaza. And you know, wants Netanyahu to back off and come up with a two-state solution and actually start negotiating for the hostages. Netanyahu doesn't want to do any of that because he goes to prison if he resolves the situation. But I'm with you, honey. Thank you very much for the call. Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today? You feeling better?
I am. I'm feeling a lot better. In fact, I'm feeling quite normal. Finally.
Good deal, buddy. First, I want to just thank you and congratulate, you know, just glad that you profess your Christian faith from time to time. There's just not a lot of people that do that, you know, other than preachers, you know. And I really do appreciate it and proud of you for doing it. But I called,
thank you, Bill.
I called and talked to you about this before. And then I called and talked to Mr. Pocan a week or two ago when you had him on. And I talked to Jeff last week, and I still have a sentence or two I was going to add to my question last week with Jeff and didn't realize that he'd already hung up and was answering my question while I was still talking on a phone that was disconnected. And so he might have had my answer. But it's about the security clearance, for Trump or anybody, there are certain number of things that prevent you from having security clearances, and being a felon is one of them. Now, I don't know if there's somewhere in the Constitution that's written that, you know, presidents have security clearances for life. I mean, that would seem like a suicide pact.
Presidents don't need security clearances, Bill. They by virtue of becoming president, they have the highest level of security clearance in the United States, period, right off the bat. They have access to anything they want.
But if you're not eligible for a security clearance when you become a felon, right now he's just a citizen. You know? So he can't get a security clearance. Yeah. So how can he even run for president? That's my
well,
point.
Like
I'm
I said,
trying to get through to people.
Running for president and being president does not require a security clearance. And, you know, I mean, working for the president does. Jared Kushner, when Jared Kushner applied for a security clearance, they turned him down. They said, this guy's got too many foreign entanglements with Russians and Saudis. And Trump pushed it through anyway and said, give him the clearance anyway. And so Jared, you know, went out and cut his deals and got his $2 billion. You know, same with his, Ivanka, with Trump's daughter. But
I guess I still don't
Trump
understand,
does not need a security clearance.
If you're a convicted felon and that makes you ineligible,
the rule or the law about security clearances does not apply to the president. That's what you need to understand, Bill. There is no law that prevents
the president
from having access.
Right
well,
now, he's not.
And he's not getting top secret information right now either.
And how can he apply for a job that he needs to have a security clearance for if he's a felon? When you can't even
vote. Well, he's not applying for a job.
He's
He is running for a job. Now, I get the logic of what you're saying, Bill, but the simple reality is that the law does not prohibit a felon from becoming president or from running, even from running for president from prison. I mean, that's just where we're at. Thanks for the call. Susan in Redding, California. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm glad you're feeling better. Thank you for taking my call. I also want to say thank you for having the Reverend. I've been watching his show, his speeches, and now you have him on your show. But I called because you had a lady call like a couple weeks ago or so. I don't remember what she was calling about, but she quickly mentioned this all-women's tribe that she thought was in Africa, no men, just women. And I turned on, I like watching DW documentaries, and I turned it on, and there it was. You can get it, watch it on YouTube. It's called Where Women Rule. And this woman, women have no rights. And it's UMOJA, Umoja, Kenya. It's like worse than Handmaid's Tale. They cannot own property. They can be sold. They can get beat up. They have no rights at all. And she'd had enough, and she took off and established a tribe of all women. And they now own property. They have a school. They're just doing really great. And it was on DW. It's a DW documentary. And there really is an all-women tribe with no men allowed. They can have children because they have a school. But as soon as, you know, a man of age cannot be there. And they're doing really
good. That's
remarkable. And the women, I know, and you should watch it if you get a chance. It's really interesting. And she just started absorbing, taking in women who were running away from abuse and, you know, and everything else in between. And they're allowed to bring their kids as long as they're even boys, as long as, and they have a school. Yeah. And the only man allowed is the principal. So it was a really good documentary. So there is a tribe of all women, no men allowed, and it's in Kenya. So I thought I'd tell you
Susan, yeah, thanks for sharing that, Susan. That's fascinating. Thank you so much. Leroy in Townsend, Maryland. Hey, Leroy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How you doing? I am a big fan. I've been watching you since Air America, listening to you, WLIB in New York, Air America. So I'm a big fan. The reason I'm calling is I called the other day to speak to Mark Pocan. And when I asked him, I said, would it be better if the Democrats did not vote to keep Mike Johnson in? And I got cut off. But he said that no Democrats voted to keep Mike Johnson in. And I'm like, I don't understand how he can make that, because they did vote to keep him from losing his seat. Am I correct, or did I mishear him?
No, you misheard. What he said was that no members of the Progressive Caucus voted to keep Johnson in, and that he didn't vote to keep Johnson in. There was a handful of Democrats who voted with the Republicans to keep Mike Johnson in, and that was their way of fulfilling the deal that that had been cut, that Johnson would provide aid to Ukraine in exchange for the Democrats, you know, defending him against Marjorie Taylor Greene once. You know, there's a debate right now among the Democrats about whether one of them should call for Johnson to be dethroned, you know, because a single legislator now can stand up and call for, you know, to vacate the chair, it's called. But I doubt any Democrats are going to do that. They're just, you know, it would be so disruptive. And they probably wouldn't succeed now. I think the Republicans are organizing behind Johnson.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad, because like I said, I was a little perplexed, because like I said, I did get cut off, and I was like, how can he say, he said the Progressive Party, but Democrats did vote to keep him in, and now that you explained the thing about Ukraine,
that's true.
I understand it a little bit more, and I'm glad I called back, because I was a little bit stunned. Like, I mean, how could he say nobody voted for him? But, Tom, you're the greatest man. And like I said, I learned so much from you, and I really enjoy your show, and I hope you get better from COVID. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Leroy. And thanks for your well wishes. I appreciate it, and your kind words. It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
In our worst times, today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S, GetSuperBeats.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get you a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Just go to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, here's Arthur in Seattle. Hey, Arthur, what's up?
Hi, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, back at you, Arthur. Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've been waiting 2 years to say that to you on a Friday. Anyway, that's not why I called. They've got this Ten Commandments up on the wall. I don't know how many states are done in this. You quoted Jefferson's, I swear, eternal hostility against those who wouldn't, that's the quote.
Every that form of tyranny over the mind of men.
Yeah, I know. We read the same stuff. Anyway, I have an idea. Is that we put Jefferson's quote about and tyranny of the mind's man's and 1, 4, 5, 8, I can't, 10 and 11 gets confused to me. 11, 12th, and 13th Amendment should go side by side. This is.
I'd like to see the Bill of Rights posted in every classroom in America. You know, ideally the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but.
Yeah, well, I try to pick and choose. I don't have it all memorized. But why can't that go up in front of the classroom?
Well, you'll just have to find a governor like Jeff Landry down in Louisiana who wants to, mandate what's going on in classrooms. It's just this bizarre thing. Arthur, thank you for the call. Bill, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This whole thing over the Ten Commandments, it must be understood that Jews, at least the modern present Jews, don't put a whole lot into the Ten Commandments because it needs to be updated. Plus, the Ten Commandments are only the first of 613 commandments that are in the Mishnah. Yep. And that deals with everything in life, all the crazy stuff with cloth and everything. And beyond that is the Talmud, which gives commentary on everything, including Maimonides, the great philosopher and doctor, who said a fetus that poses a threat to its mother is a murderer in pursuit of its own mother. And but in terms of things like it's an embarrassment because they lost the Ten Commandments. Because they were, a lot of people think, because they were abusing it. They took the Ten Commandments when they wanted to win a war and marched around with it. That's how they took Jericho.
No, I got it. Bill, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-94.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.